Livermore Valley Arts this week unveiled the 2023-24 lineup for its Bankhead Presents series of shows at the Downtown Entertainment venue. Eclectic barely begins to describe the list. There is a good mix of genres this year that will continue to bring high-quality arts programming to our community, LVA Executive Director Chris Carter said in a statement. If you asked me to pick just one or two shows on my list, I couldn't do it. I'm excited for just about everything I couldn't pick. Attorney Priti Krishdell is set to speak at the Bankhead on November 9. Photo courtesy LVA. I'd be right there with him, of course. Nobody is really asking me though, but there is little doubt that next season's schedule fits the bill for the theater LVA espouses as an intimate space that performers and audiences alike treasure. Now I'll be honest with you. I've been in and around the Bankhead Theater for work reasons plenty of times, but I've only seen one show there personally in my near-decade tenure with Embarcadero Media, a Tri-Valley Repertory Theater rendition of the modern musical classic Avenue Q. What a stellar experience that was, thanks largely to the production's embracing of the up-close and personal venue. I just might have to make myself get out to the Bankhead more, looking at next season's intriguing schedule. LVA really jumps out of the gate strong with its September slate. The Brilliance at the Bankhead Gala featuring Tony and Emmy-winning performer Jason Alexander, of Seinfeld fame, opens the 2023-24 season on September 9. The major names then continue throughout the month. Five for Fighting, best known for the 2001 hit, Superman, It's Not Easy, performs with a string quartet on September 15. And apparently he's a solo singer-songwriter, not a band. Guess I am that naive. Creative vocal legend Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy, performs the next night, and comedy favorite Amy Sedaris follows on September 22. There's also the Best of San Francisco Comedy Competition at the Bankhead on September 21, When You Wish Upon a Star, a jazz tribute to 100 Years of Disney, on September 29, and the opener of the Ray Dorrow Speaker Series, television personality Carrie Byron of Mythbusters fame, on September 28. Recognizable acts set to play at the downtown venue this year include the Righteous Brothers on October 11 and 12. Photo courtesy LVA. The other speakers in the annual Livermore series include health justice lawyer Priti Krishdell, music expert Scott Fryman presenting Deconstructing the Beatles, and Dr. Aomawa Shields presenting Life on Other Planets, plus a fifth and final person yet to be announced. I'm going to have to cherry-pick from here because as much as I'd love to highlight all 50-ish shows on the list, 700 or so words can only go so far. Recognizable acts set to play include the Righteous Brothers on October 11 and 12, Who Doesn't Love Their Version of Unchained Melody, John Tesh, Big Band Live on October 22, Tony winner Brian Stokes Mitchell on November 10, Songs and Stories with Roger McGinn, of Byrds fame, on April 12 and Paula Cole on April 20, Her, I Don't Want to Wait, and Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Stand out on any 1990s playlist. The music of the Beatles and Johnny Cash are among the tribute shows on the docket. And don't sleep on Rising Voices on November 17, featuring up-and-comers Lizzie Noh, Buffalo Nichols and Sonny War. Returning groups include Ballet Folklorico Mexicano de Carlos Moreno, Nava Dance Theater, International Guitar Night, Funny Women of a Certain Age and Danu, Traditional Music of Ireland. Creative vocal legend Bobby McFerrin is set to perform on September 16. Photo courtesy LVA. There will be Napoleon Dynamite Live, History That Doesn't Suck, Bankhead Presents First Time Hosting Live Podcast, The American Ballet Theatre Studio Company, Coco, In Concert, Big Bad Voodoo Daddies, Wild and Swingin' Holiday Party, God is a Scottish Drag Queen, a special free presentation by Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory Director Kim Boodle and Livermore native Jason Lyle Blacks, From Blockbusters to Broadway, 100 Hits of Stage and Screen. Large theater productions will include Cross That River, the musical, in late fall, and LA Theater Works, A Weekend with Pablo Picasso, in late winter. The Bankhead will also host resident companies with their own shows separate from the LVA's Presents programming. Tri-Valley Rep, Cantabella Children's Chorus, Del Valle Fine Arts, Livermore Valley Opera, Valley Dance Theatre, Valley Concert Chorale, Livermore Amador Symphony and Pacific Chamber Orchestra. Check out the list of shows for yourself at livermorearts.org. Editor's Note. Jeremy Walsh is the editorial director for the Embarcadero Media East Bay Division. His What a Week column is a recurring feature in the Pleasanton Weekly. Coco, in concert, will feature the 20-member Orquestra Folclórico Nacional de México, who will be performing the film's score in full. Photo courtesy LVA.